Good morning. I being here is taking me back. I think it was 1991. You are worshiping God in a cottage somewhere here. And that's when I came here for the first time. The minister was Nick Capton. Every week, I was conducting. What did you bring me here to do? Only to bury the children? When I was praying, God brought this young to me called Gideon. Gideon is a clinical officer, a government clinical officer. And he told me, I work with the government, but I'm going to resign because in the clinic where I'm working, I'm watching children dying. And all what I can do to them is just to write a prescription for them to go and buy medicine into a pharmacy which is about 14 miles away, and they don't even have money and transport to get there. We agreed with John, with Gideon, we can start a clinic, medical clinic. When I came here, I shared with you the vision. And you helped me to buy basic medical clinic, which we did. And since that time, we started that clinic because we build a shelter, and we give it a name. Dawn. Is it Dawn? Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We built that shelter and we started operating from there. And since that time, we started that basic clinic. I cannot remember when I conducted a funeral service of a child. Because of your prayer and your support, you are able to send people from here. The first people I received was Graham Hosnell and John Bracey, who helped us to lift up the standard of the clinic. John worked round clock to make sure that clinic is standing. And today, I would like to say, it is now, the government has said that standards of that clinic is now a health center, is now a nursing home, because we have about 80 beds. We have dental department. We had we have also maternity. Something else you did those early days, if you can remember. Our first car, red car Ford Sierra, you raised money from this church. In 1994, we bought a car, and you raised the money for that clinic. So, by God's grace, we are doing so well. You have helped us to be what we are in Dunduri. You were able to send. You have been sending groups. You even sent Daniel Pritchard, David Dance. You sent them to us, and finally, you are able to send Malcolm. God bless you so much. This is God's doing. The clinic, I would like to speak much about clinic. The clinic is doing very well indeed. Like, there is now doctor's strike. And when there is doctor's strike in Kenya, all sick people come to us. And it is helping a big area. A big area. And it's helping a lot. You have saved so many people from dying. As I've told you that time, I was conducting a funeral service of a child every week. And now there's nothing like that. Because we started injecting them to prevent diseases. And also Gideon's wife is a public health officer. She started going house to house, helping people to be tidy and to be clean, to prevent them from sicknesses. You have done a good job. Now, in the clinic, the equipment that were bought by John Brace, because that's the last time we received those equipment, they are now old. They cannot be used. Especially the testing machine, the blood test machine. We desperately need that because it is old. And you know, in the medicals, in the clinic, you cannot use those medical equipment. We desperately need that. Also, we are struggling. Thank you very much for the continuous support of the clinic every quarterly. Thank you very much. But there is now another, we need also to pay for the clinic staffs. And we have one who is not, we are not able to pay well. Paying a staff, a medical staff, one is £150 every month. So we need to, there are so many needs now needed, equipment, and especially that testing medical. They told me, Joseph, who is the administrator of the clinic, told me that equipment is needing about £3,000 because it is testing blood and everything. We would like you to pray for that. Something else that I would like to say, when Graham Hosnell came, he attended one of the services, and after the service, he saw the people were leaving the church so quickly. You know, here after the service, you have the kitchen, so everybody will go for the cup of tea. Graham Hosnell suggested, instead of people going quickly like that, why don't we have ladies coming with tea from home? And what Graham did, he bought us flasks, and ladies were making tea at home. He wanted us to come with the biscuits, but biscuits in Kenya, they are not, they are not like here. Here you value biscuits a lot. But we wanted something hard a bit, and we were making some pancakes, and they were coming, we call them madazi. And they were coming with those madazi and tea, and after the service, we could have that. What happened, we brought us a lot of problem. Because the street children realize there is tea and some pancakes after the service. And 5 minutes before the service ends, the church was getting full with those children. And they came to know us through that service. Now on the street, they could stop us and ask us to give them some money for the food. But we realized when you give them some money for the food, they were not using for the food, they were buying gruel. We thought it is not good. We started feeding program through the vision of Graham. And we started supporting that feeding program. That feeding program has grown because we started educating those children. After that, we realized feeding is not enough. We started educating them. After even some of them, they have gone up to the university as I'm talking to you now. They have established themselves. And also we started the school from kindergarten. And every year we are building a classroom. Every year we are building a classroom. And now we have the full school, full primary school. The government has given us a challenge because they changed the system of the education. When I was here last time, the government had given us an ultimatum to build 2 classrooms because the system of the education had changed. 2 classrooms which were in secondary school, they were brought into primary school, and we were told we must build those 2 classrooms. So we did that. You contributed funds. Thank you very much. God bless you. And we are able to build those classrooms. Then, after that, after we have finished building those classrooms, they realized the classroom we used in the first time when we were starting the school, they were not bricks like this building, which is built by bricks. Is that good English? Bricks, they were iron corrugated sheet. Government came and condemned them, those 2 classrooms, and they gave us an ultimatum until December to build the 2 classrooms. They have given us until December. So we are raising monies, praying to raise the money for those 2 classrooms, which is a lot of money, because it's about £11,000 for those 2 classrooms. But so far, since I came, we have raised about £7,000. We are having a shortage of £5,000. So God is so faithful. I think other things I'm going to share later in my preaching, because I've just shared with you what is for you, but I'm going to talk later in my preaching. May God bless you.